Hi, everybody, and welcome to today's Breathcast on Take a Deep Breath. I'm your host, Mike Mayer, and today's guest is a good friend of mine called Hannah. Hannah is 50% journalist, 50% Wim Hof instructor, and I actually attended the 2016 Wim Hof expedition, and that's where I met her, and she was actually there doing a book on Mr. Wim Hof himself. So lovely, short little podcast, actually. This one, about 35 minutes. Really nice to catch up with Hannah. And I hope you get some good value to understand, you know, what drew Hannah from being a journalist to somebody that actually then went on and qualified as a Wim Hof instructor, and what sort of things has she learned along the way. Just a quick message from me, if you haven't done so already, please like, subscribe and share. It helps grow our community and spread our message. So if you haven't done so already, click the bells and like buttons and all that good stuff. Anyway, let's crack on with the Breathcast. Cheers. Okay, and we are live. So welcome, Hannah. Thank you for being on the podcast. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm great. Very relaxed.
You look very relaxed. And you're in Slovakia right now. Enjoying the good weather.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Summer is here. My parents' pool is 31 degrees.
Oh, wow. Very so nice.
Not very Wim Hof-y.
not very Wim Hof-y, no. But at the same time, it's still very, very nice to enjoy.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. Very nice. I love warm water as well. So
yeah, me too.
not complaining.
So just a bit of background, first of all, from me. So Hannah and I met on the Wim Hof retreat in 2016, December, November 2016.
That's right, yeah.
And Hannah was writing a book, and Hannah's a journalist. So Hannah, could you just explain for the viewers who you are, and yeah, just a little bit about your background?
Okay, so it was 4 years ago when we met in Poland on a trip with Wim Hof, and back then I had no idea about the method. Basically, I was sent there on a business trip. My boss was with Wim a week ago, and he was just amazed. He loved the whole thing. And back then in Slovakia, in the Czech Republic, people didn't know much about the method. There were no instructors. It was out there, but we didn't know that much about it. So he sent me there first to write articles in Slovak and in Czech and to publish it all over the place. But then within the week I was there, he changed his mind and he wanted a book, because he said that the method is such inspiration, you know, that there's a lot of material that you can use and that it would eventually do for a book rather than articles.
Yeah.
So that's the beginning of my story with Wim Hof.
Wow. So did you know who Wim Hof was 1 month before the retreat?
So a couple of months before that, I was proofreading an article by a Slovak guy who was in the instructor's course. And he wrote an article on Wim Hof method, and he just needed proofreading and some feedback on how he wrote it. So I read it. I was fascinated. But I also didn't really, I wouldn't say that I didn't believe it. I believed that Wim Hof was able to do all those stuff, but I just couldn't understand how could someone learn it.
Yeah.
So I read an article, I gave the instructor to be feedback, proofread it, and that was it. It was a couple of months before.
Nice.
But I've never, before the course where we met, I've never tried anything with the method.
No. And same for me. I'd heard of Wim maybe 3 or 6 months before on Joe Rogan's podcast. And I believed it, but didn't believe it. I was like, I just want to go and experience this because I'm not really sure what's going on. And I'm just thinking as I'm seeing you again, because it's obviously been a few years since we spoke, it was a very male heavy group, wasn't it? It was mostly men. There's like maybe 4 or 5 women, I think, in total.
So I ended up in your group.
Yeah.
You're in the same group. And if I remember well, there were 19 men and me.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, you're right.
Our group was special. And
yeah.
I think you were the first one I talked to, actually, on our way to our first ice bath.
You have a good memory. Better memory than me, I think. I last week, I had, I don't know if you had a chance to see, but I interviewed Bart on the podcast.
Haven't seen it yet, but I saw that Bart Pronk.
Bart was our instructor, and it was so wonderful to sit down with Bart, because Bart was the guy that, you know, led our group of 20. Yeah, one lady in the group, I forgot about that. And yeah, and you know, so wonderful to, you know, hear it from Bart again. And he was the guy that really, although we saw Wim and we spent time with Wim, Bart was our number one, wasn't he? We spent, you know, 98% of the time with Bart. He took us up the mountain and taught us.
Yeah. Exactly. So I would actually say that the person who taught me the method was him rather than Wim.
Yeah, me too. I mean, obviously Wim was there and we got to talk to him. And I remember, I don't know if how when I learned you were writing the book, but I remember you going, or I remember Wim coming to you and going, okay, let's sit down now. You've got some questions to ask me. And you're like, yeah. And you guys went off into the corner and then you interviewed some of us as well. And then the book came out.
Yeah, that was actually wonderful for me because not only it was my experience with the method,
yeah,
but also got to hear from other people. So I was actually really surprised how much people were willing to share.
Yeah,
you know, why they came there, what the method gave them or was giving them.
Yeah.
So it was fascinating because I had the insight into the lives of the participants, of the instructors, and then of Wim himself. So I had that insight into all the levels of people that were there.
Yeah, fantastic. And the book itself, people can get the book on Amazon, I believe.
Not sure if it's still on Amazon. It was there, but it was German Amazon, actually. We had some troubles with the British one. Mm. But yeah, it's there. We have a version in German now as well and in Czech. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And so you're now a Wim Hof instructor, and I think it's maybe 1 year or 2 years you've been doing instructor?
Year and a half.
Wow. Yeah. And so what made you go from journalist interviewing Wim Hof to wanting to become a Wim Hof instructor? What happened?
So I'm still a combination of both things, I'd say 50-50. but I wasn't really even thinking about becoming instructor, but we did the book launch for the first time. We did it with Wim in June 2017, and it was a huge thing with like 500 people, 1,500 kilograms of ice, two huge pools, live breathing and stuff like that. And there were a lot of people that asked me about the book, and some of them also asked me if I was teaching the method. And I said, no, of course I'm not, you know, I'm just starting. But it just planted some seeds in my head. And back then, I live in Prague, and there were no instructors in the Czech Republic. And more people were coming and asking if they could, you know, come with me to a lake or to a river, if I could show them the method. And so I started to think about it. I gave it another winter season in Prague just to be sure that my body adapted to cold and to be sure that my abilities in cold are better than they were. And yeah, the next winter after our course, I decided to apply for the instructor's course, and I got in. And then next year, I was preparing myself.
Fantastic. And now you have people book to go with you, and you are the instructor, and you take them through the course.
Yeah. Yes.
What sort of things have you experienced as an instructor?
Oh, wow. So I would usually do one-day courses, fundamentals one-day courses, but also did a weekend course and some private classes. And this February, just before Corona hit, I went to teach to Poland, where we actually met.
Fantastic.
So all kinds of different courses. And I have to say, I started because it just amazes me what it does with people right after they take ice bath. It's like you don't have to wait for the results for weeks till people write you, hey, listen, it did this or that to me. But right after they're in the ice bath, or once they're out of it, it's just amazing to see their face expression, what they're saying, how they're feeling. So this was basically what drew me to become instructor, just to see how happy people were after the ice baths, how proud of themselves they were, you know, like immediately.
Yes.
How relaxed they became after the ice baths. So this is basically why I decided to teach the method. And I'm getting this every single workshop. So I'm myself looking for every single workshop. It's just amazing, you know, to see when people come, I'd say like 60 or 70% of them, you can tell that they're afraid of the ice bath. And it's just, you know, it's like if you were feeling all those feelings with them, and then once they're in the ice, you feel the release of emotion and the calmness and everything. So I love it.
I can imagine it must be a real honor and a fantastic feeling to guide people through that, because I've obviously been the person that's been guided. And I always think back to Poland and that experience, that first night in Wim's house, where we went into the ice water in his garden. It was all dark outside. I won't go through the whole story again, but I nearly quit after that night. I thought, this is too much. I can't do this. It's too hard. But then day two, day three, day four, you're right. You become proud of yourself. You're like, wow, I've just put myself through something that I didn't think I could do possibly. And it set me up mentally for the next few years, because I realized that, I can do things that are difficult, and I become stronger because of it. So fantastic experience. And I'm so, so glad that I got to do it. Did you see Wim during the Wim Hof instructor training, or was it a different group of people? How did the instructor course work?
So he was there. So first you have to do online course, 10-week online course. You do that from home. And then you do advanced module in STRU. And Wim is not always there, but he was there when I was there. Mm. So I saw him there, and then he actually was at our master module, which took place in Poland again, in the Karkonosze range. So yeah, so I saw him a couple of times, and he's very supporting. He knows how to motivate people.
He does.
But again, I have to say that it's the instructors there who really taught me how to incorporate the method into my everyday life, how to really teach it. So Wim has amazing energy, and I'm really glad he was there. He makes you feel that you can do it. You can really do it. He's not even doubting it, you know?
Yeah.
But then the story that you described, our first ice bath, I'm actually beginning every single workshop I teach with that story.
Hey, really?
I am, because it was my first ice bath. I haven't took any cold shower before, so it was like my first contact with cold. And I remember there was Bart, but there was also Dominic, the other instructor.
Yes.
And I remember how extremely important he was there for me during that first ice bath, and how I really felt his presence there, right, just, you know, behind me. So I remember it every single day, and I'm not afraid to tell people how afraid I was. I don't even, you know, call it respect or something. It was fear. I really felt fear. And just the presence of someone who knows that you can manage, that you would manage, that you just need to calm down, is really helpful. So that's basically what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
As an instructor now, what I got back then, I'm trying to give now.
Amazing. Yeah, because I think there was something more going on that night. I think because it was dark, it was the first night, and it was very slippy all around the bath.
Extremely, because it was just mud. It's not like wellness that you imagine, you know, when you're going for a retreat.
Yeah, no.
You couldn't see anything. It was slippery. It was cold. Below zero. There was ice on the surface of the water. So it wasn't very appealing.
Yeah. I was so scared. But I said, I have to go in quickly. I have to get in there. And Dominic saying to me, relax. Relax. And I was so tense, and I remember going, it's easy for you to say, you've got a coat and you're not in the water. And then I went out and came back in, and you know, I just remember, I think second or third ice bath, I went from that to that.
Yeah.
And I let all the blood flow, and I took some nice breaths, and I remember just relaxing, and I remember my mind was clear, my body was relaxed. I'm thinking, oh, I could do this for like 10 minutes. Probably not, but that's what I thought. I thought, oh, I could do this for ages. This is different now. I've let it, you know, take over. And actually I feel calm. And that was the moment really, I think everything in my mind started to change in life. Because, like, oh, this is weird. We did the breathing that morning in the basement of the hotel. Mm. That was weird. I've never experienced that before. So, you know, in terms of personal development, something like that, where you meet 60 strangers and spend a week with them. Incredible. What an incredible experience.
This is one interesting thing for me too, because one of the things that I wasn't looking for before the retreat was exactly this, that you have to spend 6 days with 20 people or more. And I was thinking, you know, like, how can you befriend that many people that fast? And I was actually surprised, because during that very first evening in the pool and then in the sauna, I felt like I knew you guys for months. I couldn't believe it. It was incredible. And I'm still in touch with some of you. And these I actually see at my workshop as well, especially during the weekend retreats or the 6-day retreats, that people become friends so easily and quickly. It's just, it takes in normal life, it takes years to get that close to someone. But in situations like this, when you have to show that you're afraid of something, that you fear something, that you don't want to do something, maybe that you have to overcome something, you show it to someone straight away, then there is nothing you have to conceal.
Yeah.
It's extremely natural to befriend people during Wim Hof retreats.
Yeah. You're half naked, you're scared, and there's no hiding, there's no phone in front of you. You're just there, you're present, and I had some wonderful conversations with people. And I remember maybe halfway through one night, I just, where the sauna was, there was a door that took you outside into the garden. And I remember just lying on this snowy grass in my shorts, just looking at the stars. And I said, wow, this is just incredible. Nature everywhere. Yeah. And very quickly, your body starts to adjust to the cold. And you think, wow, I've got this kind of superhuman power. And what I love about Wim Hof method, cold exposure, all these sorts of things, is here we are, you know, 4 years later, nearly, still talking about it, still practicing it. Every year I go to Poland and I go and find somewhere I can go for a swim in the ice. And people that don't know me very well or do, they think, oh, it's very impressive. Look, you can go in the ice. I could never do that. I said, no, you could. Anybody can do this. You know, it just takes some focus and some practice. But what I love is the feeling after for me as well. So before the cold, I'm very nervous. I'm sweating. Oh God, I do, you know, a little bit of breathing, a bit of horse stance. I go into the cold, I'm very present. But it's that moment after I come out, I love, maybe even 5 minutes. You come out of the cold water, you sit on the ground. You don't even have a towel sometimes. You just sit there and you just feel alive. I love that feeling so much. Do you still experience that?
I still do, even the part before the ice bath. And I find that very fascinating, because I went through that hundreds of times. And you still feel slightly nervous. You still have to be in control of your mindset, you know. It's so easy to freak out. Because I often get the question, so you don't feel cold now? Well, I do. I still do feel cold. Of course, I'm more resilient. But the thing is that you just... you know, you decide not to fight it. It's like when it's too hot outside. So what can you do? You can put on t-shirt and shorts and that's it. And you just have to come to terms with the temperature. And for me now, the cold is the same thing. You know, have to come to terms with it. Okay, cold now, my skin is going to be cold, but it's fine. It's not hurting me. I can survive in it. I can even go for an ice bath and then stay outside, and I know that I would warm up eventually. But it's interesting that you still, or at least I still feel what you described, that you have to go into your horse stance for a while to calm down, to concentrate. And it's amazing, because that's what gives you the benefits, that your body knows that it's still discomfort, even if you've been doing it for 4 years now. It's still discomfort. It's 5-degree water, so you know that it's going to be work. But exactly as you're saying, what you feel afterwards, or even during the ice bath, for me, it's actually amazing to feel how my breath and heartbeat speeds up right when I enter the water. And then within 15 or 20 seconds, can actually feel the heartbeat slowing down.
Yeah.
And still in the ice bath, my breath and heartbeat is slower than it was before.
Yeah.
So that's amazing how you can really calm down in 4 degrees Celsius.
Yes. Yeah. Have you tried putting your head under the ice water as well and your face?
Not under the ice, but under cold water,
yes.
Let's say 10, 6 degrees, yes.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I don't do it often, though, because I don't see much difference in it. So what I would do is I put my face in the cold water.
Yes.
Because it's easier for the body to adapt if the whole skin surface is in the cold.
Mm.
So I would like exhale once in the water, and that's it.
Okay. Yeah, because I think I can't remember what there is, but I think there are some benefits to getting your face in the cold as well. It does something to help relax you. I can't remember that. I read something about it before, but yeah, I'll just try and do it once every now and again, just quickly on the back. Yeah. And suddenly you're so much more awake as well, because it's just such a shock to the brain.
I've jumped a couple of times.
Have you?
Water, but that would be usually when I put my hand underwater. Otherwise,
yes.
I didn't do it.
We did that on, I think, day 5 in Poland. We jumped in.
I didn't jump that day, though.
Ah, okay. I did a little jump. Some people were doing big jumps, backflips. I was like, no. So I climbed halfway down and did like a little jump in. But it was still quite a shock to the system because you'd gradually go in, whereas the jump, you're just in, aren't you?
Yeah.
I like them both, though. They're both interesting experiences.
Yeah, it's like it switches you off and then switches on right away after 4 seconds, and you feel like electrified.
Yeah. What I'd like to do is talk to you a bit about breathing and breath work. Mm-hmm. Was this your first experience of breath work, or had you done anything to do with breathing exercises before Wim Hof?
So as most of people, I'd say my only experience before with breath work was yoga.
Mm.
It was very, I'd say, passive. I've never done any real course. It was more like YouTube videos and home exercising.
Mm-hmm.
So before the retreat, I've never tried Wim Hof method breathing. So I couldn't believe what it actually did to my body, especially because the first year of the breathwork, it was very, very physical for me. I know that a lot of people had emotional release and stuff like that. I didn't feel anything of the kind. It was just very physical, but still I was surprised how intense it felt. And since then, I have to say that breath is, I still can't believe what it does. And I found a lot of new techniques, not just Wim Hof method, but other breathwork techniques. And I'm trying to incorporate them as well, learn them as well. Because I believe that a lot of people are either fan of, for example, Wim Hof method or Oxygen Advantage, and they think that you have to pick one because they're opposed or something like that. But to me, every technique has a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Every breathing technique was designed because of something, because it had certain specific goal. And that's what I do with these breathing techniques. I need to calm down, so I would use this one. I need to do sports, I would do this one. I need to go deep into my emotional state, I would use this one. So there are plenty of them, and I'm really happy that there are more and more certified instructors of other breathing techniques as well. So I'm just trying to learn them and then really just experiment with them and myself to see what every one of them does to me.
Yes.
I
became an Oxygen Advantage instructor, I think, 3 months ago.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you. And very, very interesting, very, very science heavy. But the short story is breathe through your nose as much as you can.
Yeah.
Not for things like Wim Hof, but with Oxygen Advantage, it's like, how do you breathe for the 25,000 breaths a day?
Yeah.
But then you have Wim Hof or another exercise. Exercise is different from how you breathe all day. You know, it's like you don't lift weights all day. You just do that for a short period of time, and that's okay. But you wouldn't walk around like that all day. So I really enjoy learning all the different types. And yesterday, actually, have you heard of SOMA? S-O-M-A. SOMA breathwork?
Tell me more.
So The guy, he's called the Renegade Pharmacist. I interviewed him yesterday, actually, so he'll be on the podcast soon. He has just done some work with Wim, actually. Mm-hmm. And he is a pharmacist from the UK that now is in Thailand. He has this breathwork company. It's similar to Wim Hof. I did one exercise with him yesterday on the podcast, mm-hmm. And it was similar, but in through the nose, out through the mouth. So it's...
Okay.
And you did that for 20 minutes with breaks. Okay. Retention in, there was some some different things. And the way he said was, I know Wim, I love Wim, I've worked with Wim, he's made some music for Wim. My work complements what Wim Hof does. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people I think that do yoga and mindfulness. They also kind of get into Soma, I think, as well. But what I found yesterday, which was really very interesting for me, after 20 minutes of doing this breathing exercise, I found it easier than Wim Hof, because for me personally, the mouth, I get very, it gets quite dry for me.
Yeah, same
with me. I can do it, but if mm-hmm. I do it, sometimes I'm like, maybe it's too hard and I have some mm-hmm. water. I found it much easier with the nose. Okay. And maybe because I've not done this exercise before, yesterday, lots of colours in my mind. shapes, colours. So it was very intense. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So I'd recommend checking out. I think he's got a lot of free stuff online as well. And as I said, he's just released an album with Wim. They've made some music together and stuff. So they're kind of linked. Okay. But going back to your point, so many exciting breathing exercises out there. And it's so old as well, the pranayamas. Mm. I didn't get the alternative nostril. I thought, why do we do this in yoga? But then now I understand it just slows your breathing right down. It helps relax you, gets you out of your mind. One nostril in, hold, one nostril out. And in terms of slowing your breathing down, it's fantastic for that. So I'm just on this journey right now, trying to learn all these different breathing techniques.
And it's really important, because the thing is that we are not thinking about breath at all. Usually,
yes.
Right? So when I begin my workshops, I always ask if people have any kind of experience with breath work. It doesn't have to be Wim Hof method, because I know that if they do, they are somehow breath aware. Mm-hmm. They know to observe the breath, how to work with it, how to send it somewhere to a specific place, you know, how to use all the breathing organs that can be part of inhalation and exhalation.
Yeah.
And it's just really important. And as you're saying, you just change one little thing. You don't inhale with your mouth, but with your nose, and it makes a difference.
Mm.
And I really encourage people to experiment with it, because for me, Wim Hof method through mouth is also very intense, and my throat gets dry very quickly. So I would do half of every cycle, I would do just through my nose.
Okay.
And then I open my mouth and I inhale with my nose and with my mouth.
Yes.
And straight during the first fundamental workshops, I really encourage people to try during the first breathing exercise to just try mouth, try nose, try both, and see what works for you. Because you know, then you might be discouraged. If you breathe just with your mouth and you don't like it, then you might be thinking it's not for you. It doesn't work for you, which would be a huge pity.
Mm.
Because women saying the same thing, you know, you can try mouth, nose, doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And I think it matters, as you were saying, most of the day we have nose for breathing, right? So we should breathe through our nose. But this is an exercise designed for a specific purpose. And mouth breathing helps that purpose, helps to reach that goal. So it has sense, even though we know that nasal breathing is healthier.
Mm.
And I would always recommend nasal breathing. I still do have to point out that mouth breathing during the Wim Hof method has a sense.
Mm.
Because you're trying to create or fake certain stressful situations. And in those, especially in physical, hard, stressful situations, you would open your mouth because you would need to get more oxygen, more air faster.
Yeah.
So we are, in a way, trying to hack our body, our mind, and just pretend that something is happening, convince the body that it's in a stressful situation. So mouth breathing would help us with this.
Yes. Yeah.
But again, for me, it's like you said, you're not lifting weight all day long. You do it for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
So that's what Wim Hof method breathing for me.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And for you then, what does a typical week or month look like for you now? What's your routines? Do you have cold showers? Do you do the breathing every couple of days? Talk us through what you do.
So here in, so I live in Prague, sometimes in Slovakia, we have four seasons here. So I have to say that each of them is different. In winter, I almost don't do cold showers because two or three times a week I would go out to a lake or to a river and have ice bath outside. So then I would enjoy my warm shower back at home. I would usually end it with cold water, almost every cold shower, but not like 2 or 3 minutes, just a couple of seconds. In summer, on the contrary, I would have cold shower every single day because the waters are warm. It's about 20, 25 degrees, not cold enough. So I would compensate with cold showers. Mm. But for me, the method is also about how you can go back to nature, really enjoy it in a new way. So every time I can, I would use natural source of water rather than ice bath, a pool or freezer or anything, you know. So whenever I have that option, I would go out in autumn when the waters are around 15 or 10 degrees. It can be 5-6 times per week. But in winter, after the second season in winter, I realized if I go more than 3 times a week, it makes me tired after a couple of weeks. So if the water is below 5 degrees Celsius, I have to be careful about the dosage.
Yes.
I want to make myself stronger with it and not tired. Mm. So, and this is also my recommendation for everyone, you know, there, I have friends, I have actually people who attended my courses, and in winter they would go every single morning to Vltava River in Prague because it energizes them, you know, they love it, it makes them healthier and they're happy about it. And it's perfect. If it works for them, it's perfect, but it doesn't work for everyone. There are people who can go once a week in winter because otherwise they would feel tired. So you really have to find out what's the right dosage for you of cold. And it took me almost 2 years to find out that for me in winter, it's 2 or 3 times per week and that's enough.
Yeah, I think that's really important because again, it's like the gym. Some people can't go gym every day. They go twice a week, yeah, have a good session and that's enough for them. Some people, they need to go every day and they have a lot of energy to use. And for me personally, I found that if I feel a little bit poorly, a little bit ill, mm-hmm. It's not good because I need the energy to get better.
Exactly, because your body is dealing with something else. You don't want to add it another stressor to fight against or to adapt to, so it makes sense. However, with breath work, I would do something every single day. Mm. So I have like this, I don't know, seasons when I would do every morning Wim Hof method, then for a week I wouldn't do it, but I would do some other kind of breath, some other technique, because I just learned that when I work with my breath, it has effects for the rest of the day. So I'm doing something every day with my breath, but it doesn't have to be Wim Hof method every single day.
Mm.
I'd say like on average 3 or 4 times a week, I would do Wim Hof method breathing. The rest of the days, it can be pranayama from yoga. It can be just, there are many techniques, you know. It can be oxygen advantage. It can be just conscious, mindful breathing sometimes. Mm. You know, you just sit and observe your breath and try to prolong your exhalation. I would do that for 10 minutes and you can already feel the results. So something with the breath. That
something.
Doesn't even have to be a technique.
That's no, saying, you just know? Focus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Focus. Fantastic. I really love the humming. Take a breath in and I just see how long can I go? And you know, longer, sometimes a couple of minutes. It's like
forever, right?
Yeah, forever, yeah. Whereas if you just try and hold your breath, it's much more difficult. But the humming, somehow your body relaxes with the hum. And
Have you tried it in the water?
No. Okay.
You have? In the water, yes. Also just the last winter, I've never tried it before, and it calms you down a lot because it prolongs the exhalation. It, you know, turns on the parasympathetic nervous system.
Yeah.
And you calm down during the exhalation. And if you go for 2 minutes, then you do this humming two or three times and you're there.
Yeah.
So it really, and I saw that it helps beginners as well.
Okay. Oh, to relax for the water.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So if people want to find you, is there any sort of social media or if they wanted to book a Wim Hof course with you, how could they go about finding you?
Yeah. So I would post my workshops on official Wim Hof Method website. I have my own website as well, and I'm on Facebook and Instagram. I would usually teach in Prague, sometimes somewhere else in the Czech Republic, in the mountains, or some other towns and cities. And it's usually in Slovak, but once or twice a year, I do something in English. I usually invite another instructor to join me. I had instructor from Scotland, and half Scottish, half Mexican. So I would combine it with someone else. And to offer it in English, because there are a lot of foreigners in Prague, English speakers who are interested in the method as well. So
yeah, fantastic. So yeah, if you send me the descriptions, I'll put them in the things below, guys. And we need to try and organise a meetup at some point and get some of the group back together one winter. I think that'd be fantastic. Yeah. We talk about it on Facebook, don't we, every year, but we never seem to make it happen as a group.
Yeah, it might be especially hard this winter, though.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true.
We'll see. But we could maybe take some ice bath at home at the same time.
A Zoom ice bath, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Hannah, listen, thank you so much for making the time to come on. It's been great to see you again virtually and talk to you. I think it's fantastic that you've become a Wim Hof instructor. You've got a really great energy about you, and I would really recommend if people have the opportunity to go and spend some time with Hannah. I think you'll learn a lot. Guys, I just want to say a big thank you for watching. Leave a comment below, subscribe, like, and share. If you can afford a couple of pounds on Patreon to support the channel, please do so. Links to everything's below in the description. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you on the next video. Thanks a lot. Take care, everybody. Take care, Hannah. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.